some questions about after you got married and you came to this place. When you and your wife were first married, did you have, were there dances or activities that you, that the two of you did, or was working on the farm so much work that that's pretty much what you did? Or?
Basically, that's what we did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what did you guys do for fun, the two of you, and after you got married? Well, after you got married, what did you do for fun? Did you, were there times when you could enjoy yourself, or was the farm so much work that it was difficult to do that?
It was difficult to do too much of anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what was her job on the farm, your wife's job?
She had
the canning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So would she do the vegetable garden?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did the vegetable garden. My son here, he'd have to take you out and show you what he's raising now in the garden. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about field burning, just because there's a lot of people in town that have problems with field burning. But why do you burn the fields?
All right, now if you burn fields, get rid of the straw and the excess the stuff that goes on the stuff like that. You burn, get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's burning mostly. There isn't very too much of a burning in it.
Really? So if you don't burn it, then how do you get rid of the straw? So you don't burn through field burning at all?
Oh yeah, we burn most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, most of the farming is the farm that you raise the crop one year, like wheat. You sell it more than that. Another name, an odd name for you. But that's the ground that worked in the spring. And maybe worked all summer. The plant in that fall.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is now.
So did you ever let the field rest and not plant it at all for a year? Or were you always, did every field get planted every year? How do you plant your barley and how do you plant your wheat? How's that different?
Barley and the wheat are both planted about the same way and at the same time. Thank you.
You're doing very well. Are you getting tired? Are you getting tired of questions?
Or?
Okay. I have a question about who your father sold his grain to. Who did your father sell his grain to? Where was that? Drive it over to Hamilton?
Oh, they haul it.
So when you worked your father, when your father was alive and you were working the farms, you took it over to LSL for the grain reader?
Yeah.
And what would they do with it?
They'd store it there until they ship it out.
And they'd store it, and then they took it on the truck, say over to Pendleton. How did you figure out how much grain you had? How did they weigh it? Did the whole truck get weighed, or?
Yeah, the whole truck got weighed. And you had to load the truck.
Oh, and then you weigh the truck again.
Mm-hmm.
And would they pay you each time you came, or did you have an account there? How'd that work?
No, you didn't get paid until you sold. Over a year,
so you decided when you wanted to sell it? Did you ever have a time when people didn't want to buy it? When you were younger, how did you keep track of the market when there was no television? It was in radio?
Oh yeah, you kept that on the radio, or you just called the local. See, it used to be here years ago, we had everything local. They could sell it over.
When did that start to change?
Thank you.
But the, which, who is it that went broke? Was it the dealership here?
Yeah, Unicron and Grain Growers.
Unicron and Grain Growers had a bad manager.
Yeah, they had a bad
manager. That's too bad. So when you were young, was it called the Union County Growers then too?
Yeah.
Around the farm. I noticed that people drive the three-wheelers and to get around. When you were young and your dad was still running the farm, how did you get around from field to field? Did you just drive trucks or were you on horseback? Or?
He either used the tractor or the
shoulder. But if you had to go say something to your father and he was way out in on the field, how'd you get to him to talk to him? Like, how did you?
Well,
that
time, horseback or.
Mm-hmm. How many horses did you have? What kind, were there a specific kind of horse that you used for plowing and that kind of thing? So what's the difference between a workhorse and a horse that you ride?
Well, the saddle horse is more something that people ride anymore. They're lighter horses and they're smaller and younger.
When you were growing up?
Oh, people traded horses all the time. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you just find them at someone else's place?
Or? Yeah, I guess. You can buy horses. And people trade horses. Yeah, usually you never.
So were there, did you raise horses too? Or?
Oh yeah, you did. A lot of people raise horses.
So where'd you keep them? So you raised horses so that they could become workhorses? Is that mostly what
That's
you did?
Right, yeah.
At the fair at all?
Oh, yeah, you buy some animals and mostly you raise them.
Did you ever take anything to the fair? Were you in 4-H?
Oh, yeah,
you
did. Yeah, 4-H.
What'd you raise?
Hogs.
Oh, you had hogs, too?
Yeah, we had pigs, too. Yeah.
Where did you keep the pigs? So, did you raise your own food pretty much. You don't have to go to the grocery store very often.
Oh no, we raise our own food.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you ate from your garden and canned food in the winter and...
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there probably wasn't any real reason to go and buy food because you raised it yourself. So are, what about your children? Are they farming also now?
That's one boy here. That's two boys here. Her husband is, he's retired. She lives down here in Kansas.
Oh,
We've got one more here in Sierra.
Oh, so your family's all here. And your brother's over there. And do you have another brother in the same valley? Part of the valley?
No, my brother's
So you just have the one brother.
I don't even have a brother, so I haven't
had
one.
Oh, are you? Uh-huh.
I'm not here. Yeah.
And is this a century farm also? Is this are both of these century farms?
This part of the farm here is where I am here.
Oh, okay. So the Homer Case farm is the century.
Yeah, that's the farm.
Right. And is that, are his children running that farm?
Yeah. Yeah, he has children.
So almost everybody went into farming. Why do you suppose that is? Why do you suppose everyone goes into farming and it's such hard work? What makes you stay in farming when it's so such hard work?
I don't know what to tell you there. Mm-hmm. You farm because you like it. I know how to do it.
you did it for a lot of years.
Yeah, I just want to have the energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.